Chairman Pitts, Ranking Member Green, and members of the subcommittee, thank you for holding today's hearing. I am John Reifstack, a grain farmer from Champaign County in central Illinois, and chairman of the board of GrowMark, a regional agriculture cooperative based in Bloomington, Illinois. Our co-op is owned by local member cooperatives and provides inputs such as seed, fuel, plant nutrients, crop protection products, and grain marketing services. I appreciate the opportunity to testify before you today on behalf of GrowMark, the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, and the Coalition for Safe, Affordable Food. I live in the farmhouse my grandfather built 101 years ago. The farm has sustained three generations of my family. My father and grandfather were good farmers, but the tools and the practices they used on our farm back then would not be good enough to meet the needs of our country and our world today. Instead, each generation of my family has used new technology to build on the successes of the past. Global positioning system, automatic steering, and biotechnologies are examples of new tools available today that future generations will use to build a better agriculture tomorrow. I know firsthand the value biotech crops provide to my operation. My farming experiences illustrate this. In the past, I have abandoned parts of fields that were riddled with insect damage or overcome by weeds. Harvesting those fields are not just an economic loss, but presents a real risk of physical harm to my farm employees and to myself. These are memories I won't forget. They represent past challenges that biotechnology has helped me overcome. I'm very proud to say that GrowMark has been a key part of the solution to these problems. Our affiliated companies and farmer owners have been directly involved with the use of biotechnology crops for a number of years. GrowMark was at the forefront of providing this technology to producers when it was first introduced in the 1990s. I have successfully used biotech seeds on my farm since it became available. I believe the rapid adoption of these products reflects an understanding of their value and real-world benefits. Farmers also realize that the crops they grow today, benefiting from biotechnology, are just as safe and healthy as the crops grown by their parents and their grandparents. This is important to farmers, as providing our customers with safe, quality products is our number one priority. Biotechnology provides substantial benefits to producers, to the environment, and to consumers. To reverse course now would wreak havoc among Americans' agriculture industry. Make no mistake, that's what a patchwork of biotech labeling laws would represent, an unworkable step backward. A growing concern among farmers and co-op managers is this patchwork would not stop at the state level, but perhaps could extend down to individual cities, counties, and even townships. Food and agriculture companies, including cooperatives like GrowMark, would have no choice but to comply with hundreds, perhaps even thousands, of varying, if not directly conflicting, labeling laws, a near impossible task for us. The Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, introduced this Congress by Representatives Mike Pompeo and G.K. Butterfield, would ensure that the labeling of biotech ingredients in food products is based on consistent standards using sound science. It would allow those who wish to label their products as GMO-free to do so by utilizing a verified process offered through the USDA, very similar to that of the Department's successful Certified Organic Program. I encourage members of this committee and Congress to support the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. This bill will ensure that consumers are provided with accurate and consistent information about the food they purchase while preserving the choices available to grocery shoppers and to our nation's farmers. In conclusion, I strongly urge this subcommittee to support a voluntary, uniform, and national standard for labeling food products derived from biotech ingredients. The impact of not taking action would have a devastating effect on food and agriculture companies across the country, as well as farmers whose livelihoods depend on the freedom to conduct their business using the best methods available to them. Thank you again for the opportunity to testify before this committee.